We're back, week 9 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown, and we're back with another 10 picks for you guys. As always, 5 picks from me, 5 picks from Hudson. Sticking to the script, nothing special on this episode, but it's going to be a good one. Done a lot of research, me personally, a little recap from last week. Not that good, but we're looking for a bounce back. Every time I've had a losing week, I followed that up with a winning week. That's some statistics for you guys on the podcast. On the flip side, though, Hudson, a winning week last week. He's looking to keep that up on this podcast. So let's get right into it. Before we start, I just want to deliver a special message from the podcast. On the podcast, we love PointsBet Sportsbook. It's our favorite sportsbook. You can customize props, just straight bets, anything. But PointsBet Sportsbook offers unparalleled options to parlay, to place bets. It's great. We recommend it. Tell them we sent you the Sports Betting Rundown. We love PointsBet Sportsbook. For my first pick, I'm taking it to Chicago where the Bears are taking on the Dolphins. And I'm taking a little interesting pick in this. I like the Dolphins team total. Right now it's sitting at 24.5. And obviously we're going to take the over here. Dolphins with Tua on the season, 5-0. And 0-3 without Tua. Tua is finally healthy. And they've done great in games that he's played in, including 31 points last week. You know, we know it's against the Lions, but 31 points, still solid output. And the Bears, on the flip side, traded their two best defensive players. To be honest, they got Claypool, but they're tanking the season. They just want to see what Justin Fields has. And their defense is going to be abysmal. You can't just lose your two best defensive players in a week and expect to look good. We saw this last week when they played Dallas. They let up 49 points to Dallas, who hasn't looked that good on offense. I expect more of the same this week, and that's why I'm taking the over here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. I'm happy to be back for week 9. Last week, I went 3-2, plus 0.8 units. Always love to be in the green. Always love to be in the positive. Last couple weeks haven't been great, so we'll always take a winning week. Also, a quick update outside of the Sports Betting Rundown. I got my first win in fantasy football. We are now 1-7. Maybe the season's turning around. According to ESPN, I have a 1% chance of making the playoffs. Crazier things have happened, you never know. But let's just get right into this week. My first pick, it's a sharp over. And you always love to see a sharp over because that's a fun bet and you just know it's going to hit. That's the Raiders, Jaguars, over 47.5. Two teams that are pretty unattractive to the public eye. Raiders 2-5, terrible start for a team that had a lot of hope. And the Jaguars 2-6. Just can't seem to string together any wins, even though Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, just can't do anything. The public loves the under here, probably because these two teams just aren't so great, but we're going to take the over, ride with the sharps, over 47.5. Shout out PointsBet. Always love PointsBet. For my second pick, I'm going to basically take a pick opposite of my first pick. Now, that first pick was an over of two teams that aren't looking so good, and this will be the opposite. It's going to be an under against two teams that have looked pretty solid, and that's the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets, under 45.5. Once again, this is the sharp play. Most of the money coming in on that under, while the public is all over the over. Just seeing the Bills and a low, relatively low total of 45.5, you're just so tempted to take the over. The Bills' offense has looked pretty much unstoppable. Seems like they're definitely the favorites to win the AFC, probably favorites to win the Super Bowl. But I think this is just one of those games where if everyone's thinking over, it's got to go under. Division matchup. Jets are a solid team. We got to take the under 45.5 here.
For my second bet, I'm going to take it to one of the premier matchups of the week. I guess not really, but in name only. The Buccaneers taking on the Rams. A rematch of the NFC Championship game. But both teams, as we all know, well-documented, really performing well under expectations, especially Brady. He's regressed, but what I think it's all in the past. I think Brady's going to be more focused than ever after his divorce from Giselle. He's going to be looking for a win here, and that's why I like the Buccaneers minus 2.5. This is in part because Brady, I think Brady, honestly, he's looked fine, but he's had no help on offense, really. Not a lot of pieces. I feel like they should have traded for another wide receiver at the deadline, but that's neither here nor there. I like him on the spread, and this is a lot because of the Rams. I think the Rams have looked awful. Stafford has looked awful. I think this is in part because of his surgery he had over the offseason after he won the Super Bowl. He kind of won the Super Bowl, and he checked out. I like this bet personally, but I was looking at the numbers, and it's also the sharp pick. 50% of the tickets, 77% of the money. So Buccaneers minus 2.5. For my third bet, I'm taking kind of the same thing I already took. It's a team total over. It's also sitting at 24.5, but it's the Bengals at home against the Carolina Panthers here. And I think this is a real interesting line for the Bengals. When I saw the game, I kind of assumed that the team total over would be, you know, 27, 28 points, somewhere around there, kind of that 4-touchdown zone. And this is way lower than I thought it would be. The Bengals, I guess people have fresh in their mind that awful loss against the Browns. They only put up 14 points, 13 points actually. But I think this is a big bounce back spot. The Panthers just aren't good. They fought hard last week, but still they let up 37 points to the Atlanta Falcons. As we all know, even without Jamar, the Bengals are still a good offense, and they're going to be looking for a win this week. Might I say, it's probably a must-win for the Bengals. They're 4-4 right now, can't drop this game. And I think they hammer them, and I think it goes over 24.5.
For my third pick, I'm going to go with the Washington Commanders. And this is a pick that you call disgusting. Commanders here are +3 at home against the Minnesota Vikings, which have played some great football so far. They're kind of flying under the radar a little bit. Teams like the Eagles, teams like the Bills, getting more of the talk rather than the Vikings. But the Vikings have looked great. But on the other side, the Commanders also playing some good football. They're last place in the NFC East, but they're still 500. They're 4-4. They had a solid win against the Colts last week, a solid win against the Packers, winning against the Bears the week before. They're managing to squeeze out wins against teams that aren't great, but I think the Vikings here, just it's never easy to go into the Washington atmosphere. Commanders as dogs at home. They're playing good football. Yeah, I know the Vikings are playing well, but it is the sharp pick. We're going to go with the Commanders +3. For my fourth pick, I'm going to take another divisional matchup, and that is the Arizona Cardinals -2 at home against the Seattle Seahawks. First, I want to start with the Seahawks here. Geno Smith has just made a complete turnaround in his career. Most people probably thought he was done. He had a run with the Jets for a while, never was a great quarterback, but Geno has just been playing out of his mind. The Seahawks have put together a couple great wins. They beat the Giants, and the Giants have looked great. They really killed them, 27-13. Also beat the Chargers, putting up a ton of points. And of course, the Seahawks did beat the Cardinals in their first matchup. And now, just a few weeks later, these teams are playing again. This time, Arizona is home. And I think you got to take Arizona here, -2. I'm really not sure why they're the favorites here. Yeah, besides being home, but the Cardinals really haven't looked good so far. They've been struggling. Couple losses against, yeah, good teams, the Vikings, the Eagles. Even lost to the Rams early on. I feel like you got to take the Cardinals because all that money is going to be coming in on the red-hot Seattle Seahawks. Give me Cardinals -2.
For my first prop, we're taking it to a very intriguing matchup where it's the Cardinals playing the Seahawks, and it's a prop that I don't think I've taken one time on this show. It's going to be Kyler Murray completions. Right now it's sitting at over, or the line, now you know what I'm taking. The line is sitting at 24.5, and I like the over here. I foresee this as a high-scoring game. Both offenses are pretty good, and the Arizona defense is abysmal. So is the Seahawks defense, so I think it's a lot of passing, even though James Conner should be back. He's not going to be 100%. I think Kyler Murray is going to be forced to pass, and I think this is pretty low for him, albeit in his last matchup, he only got 23 against the Seahawks, but that was on 37 pass attempts. So I think if there's a similar game script, he goes over 24.5. For my last pick and second prop of the week, I'm doing another quarterback prop, but this time it's passing yards. And I like Justin Fields here. Right now it's sitting at 170.5, and I'm going the over here. I believe that the Bears are trying to get him to pass more, seeing if he's the quarterback of the future. This was evident when they traded a second-round pick to get Chase Claypool. I think, you know, the season's kind of over for them, but they want to see what Justin Fields has. And in recent weeks, he has been passing more at the current line of 170.5. He's beat this four out of the last 5 weeks. And against the Dolphins here, I think they're going to be down, and he's going to be forced to pass it a little. I also think the game plan is going to be more pass-heavy than it has been in probably any other week. So 170.5 is a low number, and I think it goes over here. So I'm taking the over.
For my fifth and final pick to go 5-0, we're going to take the Patriots -4.5 against the Indianapolis Colts. This is another one of those picks that is disgusting. You really don't want to take it. It's going to be a grind till the end. There's always a chance you lose, but I'm confident the Patriots will come out on top. Whenever these two teams play each other, I just think of that one play from a couple years back where the Colts moved everyone to the sideline on a punt. They just had the center and the guy take the snap, and the Patriots pounced all over whoever took the snap. I don't even remember. And that's a reflection of the coaching. Bill Belichick is going to refuse to lose this week. Kind of a must win for both of these teams in order to stay relevant in the playoff conversation. I think Bill Belichick, you just got to ride with one of the greatest coaches of all time here. Patriots -5. It is a lot of points, but they are home. I'm going to take the Patriots -5. Or actually, Patriots -4.5, depending on where you get your lines.
And that's it for the podcast, week 9 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown. Another solid pod for you again, 10 total picks. And I'm feeling good. I say it every week, but I like both of our picks this week. I'm feeling good. I think I might take most of them, if not all of them. As always, rate us 5 stars, Apple, Spotify, and subscribe, Apple, Spotify again, whatever you're listening on. If it's something else, please, we appreciate it. And, you know, we got a lot of positive ratings after last week. I see that. I love it. It just motivates us to record more. So keep it up, please. It helps the show. And, you know, looking for another good week, a little bounce back. So as always, let's make some money.